Cities across the country have been returning to the classic streetcar. Some think it's a great way to move people cheaply. This spring, they'll be back in Washington, D.C., bringing with them the promise of new jobs. Hundreds of people in D.C. queued up for a chance at any one of those jobs this past week. But as NPR's Lila Binkovits reports, with only 34 jobs available, many will be disappointed.
The line wraps around the corner. People wait with their coats and hats, their resumes tucked into manila folders.
We all hit for the same thing.
Mark Whitley got to the employment office at 8 a.m., 2 hours before the doors would open. But looking at the line, he thinks 7 might have been better. Whitley's a D.C. native. He has a job inspecting homes for banks, but he's looking for a second income.
I'm married now with a little girl. I've been married for 3 years, and I just want to do better for my wife and my daughter.
These jobs pay from $15 to almost $28 an hour, depending on the position. Whitley would be fine with anything, operator, technician, warehouse staff, or service attendant. So would many of these 700 people who showed up for the 34 available spots.
Any job, I need a job.
Right now, I'm willing to take anything. I'm just that desperate.
Any job that I can get, actually.
Matt McDowell, Colette Treadwell, and Jada Perkins showed up early, too. The city's unemployment rate is roughly 9%, but in some areas it's more like 22%. Long lines at job fairs are nothing new. It's been more than 50 years since streetcars stopped running in D.C. Now, they're new again.
It's fresh. I like the idea, you know?
That's Walter Jones. He works during the soccer season at RFK Stadium, but says he needs something for the off-season. He knows he might not have the experience for some of the jobs.
I don't even have the certifications for the streetcars, you know? I did that online, and I don't even have the certificates for that job.
But he's hoping for one of the other jobs. Elsewhere in the city, not everybody is as excited.
I just think it's a waste of time. I really do.
Janice Hillard stood outside her hair salon on 8th Street to watch the modern-looking red and gray car make its first test run down the 2.4-mile segment of track. The line has already taken some of her off-street parking. Plus, she says, the route is redundant. Buses already travel along the busy street.
We have enough public transportation around here, so what good is it going to do?
Well, for one, the city argues the whole system will bring millions in new tax revenue. But that's a long way off. For now, the streetcar sits in the middle of 8th Street, surrounded by orange barrels. It won't be running until early spring. Meanwhile, all these folks at the job fair are waiting on a phone call to see if they'll be along for the ride when that day comes. Lia Binkovits, NPR News.
Coming up, how Sam Cooke came to write an anthem of the civil rights movement.
It was a song that Sam felt explicitly was the greatest song he had ever written.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
The story behind A Change Is Gonna Come, in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.